Message number 3, the maturity of the bride. The meaning of the word mature in Greek is at the end point. A. To be transformed is to be metabolically changed in our natural life. To be matured is to be filled with the divine life that changes us. Hebrews 6:1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation. Romans 12:2. And do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind, that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect. B. The last stage of transformation is maturity, the fullness of life. C. A mature believer knows and cares for the body of Christ, being body-conscious and body-centered. Roman numeral number 2. As used in the New Testament, the word mature refers to the believers being full grown and perfected in the life of Christ, which they received at the time of regeneration. A. We should never be content with ourselves, but pursue growth and maturity in the life of Christ. B. We need to go on to be brought on to maturity by forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before, pursuing toward the fullest enjoyment and gaining of Christ for the uttermost enjoyment of Christ in the millennial kingdom. Philippians 3:12. I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. 13. One thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. 14. I pursue toward a goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. 15. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind. C. The prerequisite for maturity in the spiritual life is to grow continually in the divine life. D. The ultimate issue of the believer's growth and maturity in the life of Christ is the full-grown man, the church, as the body of Christ growing into a mature man.